We all know that the overarching theme of the Old Testament is the Exodus. The story gets told over and over again and expanded upon and interpreted. And it's about escape from slavery. And it happens through water and the desert. So they go through the waters of the Red Sea, and then they go into the wilderness. And it's there in the wilderness that God creates a covenant with them at Mount Sinai and forms them into God's people. So there's a kind of a rebirth from the walking death of slavery in Egypt into a dying kind of baptism, going down into the Red Sea with the danger of being drowned, of course, but they, through grace, escape that, and then into the desert where they get formed by God. Well, this is kind of the pattern of all life. But Jesus, who enters into our human situation, and that's what the incarnation is about, that's what Christmas is about, and we're still in the Christmas season, and the baptism of the Lord is always the last Sunday of the Christmas season. And it fits in that notion because the incarnation is about God in Jesus taking on our humanness so that we can take on his divinity. And it's the wonderful exchange of divine and human natures. And so in this mystery, Christ is the new Moses. In the same way that Moses led them through the Red Sea and out into the wilderness and to Sinai and eventually to the Promised Land, Jesus, the new Moses, is going out there into the desert with John, and he's being baptized in water. He's going through, he's sort of taking on the whole history of Israel and the Israelite people and personifying it, taking it on himself. And so, does Jesus need baptism? Of course not. But he's taking on our humanity. He because he's sinless, because he's divine, he doesn't have to do a lot of the things that he does in his human nature, but he does them so that God can identify with what we humans experience. But even more than that, so that he can go down into our existence and elevate our existence to divine life. And so our baptism it flows out of his. Our baptism is a kind of it's a symbolic drowning. And in our modern fonts, it doesn't symbolize it very well because we just have a little bit of water. At least here at Thomas More, we have permanent water in there. Many of you probably grew up in churches where the font is made of wood. Wood and water don't go together. And so there would be a stainless steel salad bowl that would be brought out and water would be put in it. and then a few drops sprinkled over. You know, it's like, how does that symbolize drowning? But you get the idea that it's about rebirth. And finally, water is used by God in the Bible in so many different ways, but one of them is creation. Because that creation, God is the one who is able to command the waters, and they subside. And they go to the shore of the sea, and dry land is created, this place for humans to dwell. And in poetic fashion, the Bible in various places describes it as God commanding the water to stay on the shoreline and not transgress that. Okay, in other words, God controls the waters. He separates the sea from the dry land. Moses' action at the Red Sea is a creative action of God. He separates the waters so they cross on dry land. his successor Joshua, when they enter the promised land, they cross the Jordan in order to do so. And he takes the same staff that Moses had used and he touches the Jordan River and it dams up and stops flowing and they cross on dry land. These are all creation stories and recreation stories. And so when Jesus gets baptized in the Jordan, he is entering divinity, God, entering into that story personally and physically so that he can elevate our lives into his story. And so this creative act is happens every time we celebrate a baptism. But it gets recreated every time we sign ourselves in that font. This baptism, this creation, God is constantly creating. Creation wasn't just back at some point in history. Creation is constantly happening. God is fashioning and refashioning us. Every day, God is making us new. And the Spirit has to do with this too. You know, at Jesus' baptism, the Spirit hovers over him like a dove, and the Father's voice is heard from the sky. It's a Trinitarian act, and so is baptism. We are baptized into Christ by the breath of the Spirit, and that is symbolized in the baptismal rite by the anointing with chrism. But the breath of the Spirit is in us, recreating us every day. And then at Eucharist, which is the completion of the sacraments of initiation, and it's ongoing, we renew that by eating it and drinking it, by taking it into ourselves. We allow Christ to come into us so that we can go into him.